We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim about the mitzvah Shalach Manos. In this shiur Be'ezer Hashem, we will focus on what is the proper time one should do the mitzvah Shalach Manos, and when is still one yoytz the mitzvah Shalach Manos. Of course, the proper time, the poskim indicate, to do the mitzvah of Shalach Manos is between the Netzach Hama and the Shkia on the day of Purim. Just like we find in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, that is the proper time to read the Megillah. L'chatchila, one should only read the Megillah after the Netz. So too, as far as Shalach Manos is concerned, all the mitzvahs of the day have the same zman, and l'chatchila, one should only fulfill Shalach Manos after the Netz. However, the Paiskim say that if one gave Shalach Manos after Alois HaShachar, he is Yoitza. Furthermore, properly, one should at least try to give Shalach Manos before Chatzos. Because just like we find mitzvah mila, there's a concept of zrizim magdimim lemitzvahs. One should do the mitzvah at the earliest time. And that means l'chatchila one should do, if one has to do a mila on his son, he should do it before chatzos. So too, when it comes to the mitzvah shalach manos, even though, as we just learned, one could be mekayim the mitzvah from the Netzach Hama till the Shkia, l'chatchila one should try to give Shalach Manos. And again, and we're going to speak about this concept Be'ezer Hashem as we get deeper in our shir, as we learned in the Gemara on Daf Zayin, to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, all you need really to do is give one Shalach Manos. So that one Shalach Manos should be given l'chatchila after the Netz, before Chatzos. But the Eved, as in all other areas of Halacha, even though in all areas of Halacha, a mitzvah that has to be done by day shall chatchila only be done after the Netz. For example, the mitzvah of Dalaminim, one shall chatchila only take the Dalaminim after the Netz. But the Eved, after Alois HaShachar, is also acceptable. As far as till when could you give Shalach Manos? So again, specifically, since in Halacha it seems that the mitzvah Shalach Manos, the mitzvah Matanos HaYoinim, are even more than just the Rabbanan, the Divrei Kabbalah. So just like by mitzvahs that have to be done by day, especially mitzvahs Deraisa, Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, we should do those mitzvahs before the Shkia. So too, says the Ksav Sofer, in Oyrechayim Simen Kuf Lamates, Shalach Manos should be done before Shkia. In fact, I saw that the Poskim quote that the Brisker Rav refused to accept Shalach Manos after the Shkia, because after the Shkia is no longer the zman. Again, b'di'evet, if one did not do the mitzvah Shalach Manos before Shkia, he should at least do it before. He should at least do it before Tzeisa Kechavim, and as earlier the better. Even though, as we've learned, the mitzvah Shalach Manos is any time from the Netz until the Shkia, l'chatchila, one should not give Shalach Manos before davening. And the reason is because when we make the bracha of Shechyonu by Kriyas Megillah by day, the Shechyonu, as in many shuls the Gabbai announces, is for all the mitzvahs Hayoyim, Shalach Manos, Matanos Lavyoinim, Sudas Purim. And therefore, it's appropriate to wait till after that bracha was made and then only give the Shalach Manas. I did see that the Minchas Alozer had a minig that he gave Shalach Manas first thing in the morning before he even davened, which opens up a very interesting question. The Paiskim discuss, one comes home from shul, should he immediately give Shalach Manas? Because he shouldn't be eating before he does the mitzvah Shalach Manas, because we know that if one has an obligation to do the mitzvah, one should first do a mitzvah and only then eat. And in fact, I saw then the Sefer Me'adim V'Zmanim, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Bei Vav, Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita very strongly points out that one should not eat Purim in the morning before he gives Shalach Manas. And so too, in the Sefer Oz Nidbru, in Chelik Vav, Simen Samach Hei, he very much agrees with the point raised by the Me'adim V'Zmanim, and he says that one should not l'chatchila eat until he does the mitzvah Shalach Manas. However, there are two important points to make. Number one, as we said a moment ago, the mitzvah Shalach Manas is only at the mitzvah Shalach Manas you mekayim, you fulfill by giving one Shalach Manas. So it doesn't mean that if you're going to be giving many Shalach Manas, you have to give them all before you eat. As long as you give one Shalach Manas, you fulfill the mitzvah and you don't have to do, and now you could eat and then do the other Shalach Manas. Furthermore, and in Mitzvah Shem, hopefully we'll still discuss this in a coming shir, l'chatchila, the way to fulfill the mitzvah Shalach Manas is by having a shliach deliver the Shalach Manas on your behalf. So the Oz Nidbru says that once you've given your Shalach Manas to the shliach to deliver to the recipient of the Shalach Manas, even though he hasn't yet arrived at the recipient's home, it's still b'di'evid acceptable. It's still acceptable, not b'di'evid even, l'chatchila. And he explains very nicely. He explains that even if in halacha there's a question, how does one view a shliach? Is a shliach an extension of the person who's sending? Is he not an extension? He says, once I give it to the shliach, that's what the halacha requires. I have fulfilled my mitzvah, and there's no reason for me to wait, and now I could eat. On the other hand, I saw in the Shailos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tezvov, Simen Lamed Beis, at the end of the tshuva, it's a tshuva that discusses 16 different shailos. He also quotes the opinion of the Me'adim V'Zmanim, and he disagrees. Firstly, he quotes the opinion of Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, who says that one could fulfill the mitzvah of eating on Purim, that suda even before Shalach Manas. And then he quotes from the Sefer Leket Yosher that says, Toiv l'shloyach minei machel koidem achila. So he's medayik. The fact that the Leket Yosher, who was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, and in fact in this piece he's quoting his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, only uses the words toiv, it means it's a nice thing to do, but it's not something that the halacha absolutely requires. There are two tshuvas in the Shilas and Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas about this subject. One, a shorter tshuva, is in Chelik Vav, Simen Kuf Chav Vav, and the other one is in Chelik Zayin, Simen Tzadik Beis, a longer tshuva there. In fact, the tshuva in Chelik Zayin is addressed to Rav Moshe Sternbuch, and he gives a number of reasons why one could eat Purim in the morning and then, and only then, fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. Number one, he indicates that when one comes home from shul on Purim in the morning and eats breakfast, he says that may be the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And since that's the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, so who says that I should do the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, of Shloich Manos first? Maybe we should first do the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And therefore, not only does he in that tshuva suggest that one should eat before he does, that one may eat before Sudas, before sending the Shloich Manos, he says, on the contrary, just like there's a point that we want, that, which is what the Mayadim Zmanim is trying to say, that we should first do Sudas Purim, Shloich Manos, because we have that mitzvah obligation, so too, he says, we have the obligation of doing a Sudas Purim. And therefore, one should do be mezaris himself on the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, not on the before the mitzvah of Shloich Manos. And actually, he makes a number of points. Number one, he says, because, again, if somebody comes home from shul and he has the ability to eat, he has maybe the ability of fulfilling the mitzvah of Shloich Manos even quicker and better and sooner than the mitzvah of Shloich Manos. Furthermore, he says, let's look in the wording of the Megillah. Because it says in the Megillah, Lasas as a misht, you may mishtav a simcha, umishloich manos. So he says, the Pasuk first speaks about doing mishtav a simcha, and only afterwards does the Pasuk mention the mitzvah of Shloich Manos. So therefore, follow the order of the Pasuk and eat first and then do Shloich Manos. Furthermore, he says, just like there's a halacha, a very interesting point. He says, just like there's a halacha that when one is cutting bread, b'tzias hapas, he first cuts for himself and then he gives everyone else. So too, when it comes to Shloich Manos, first you eat the suda and then give everyone else. The Shailos HaTshuvos Oz Nidbru that I quoted earlier takes exception with these rules. Number one, he says that even though when you come home from shul in the morning, you eat, that isn't the Sudas Purim. And actually, the Sefer Mishnah Halachas anticipates that question, and he says, who says it isn't? And why not? Furthermore, he doesn't say, he says, the Gemara nowhere says that the Pasuk of Yimei Mishtav HaSimcha or Mishloich Manos Ish L'Reyu should be explained that way. And moreover, he says, the halacha b'tzias hapas is not connected in any way to the halacha of Mishloich Manos. So we have here a machloikus, but it seems that everybody agrees, and it could well be that even the Mishnah halachas agrees, but certainly the other paiskim are of this opinion. The lechatchila, if at all possible, one should give one shalach manas after davening, before the mitzvah, before eating. Specifically, because as we discussed in our previous year, there is no bracha made on the mitzvah shalach manas. But as we said earlier in our shir today, that the bracha of Shechiyonu that we make before Kriyas Megillah by day, that may be the bracha, that is the bracha on Shalach Manas. So closer to the making the bracha, we should fulfill the mitzvah. What about the day of Purim is drawing to an end, and the individual has not yet given Shalach Manas, and he knows that if he now sends or delivers the Shalach Manas to the recipient, he won't get it, he won't get it to him before Purim is over. So the Paiskim discuss, can he take someone else and be mezaka, have that person take ownership of the shliach, of the shalach manas on his behalf. So the Paiskim suggest that it would not work. And the reason is, because as we discussed in our previous year, the machloikus of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Manos Halevi, why we give shalach manas. The manas, the Trumas Hadeshen says that it's to give people, to give our friends food for Sudas Purim. The Manas Halevi says, because it's to create an environment of reyus, of friendship on Purim. Whatever reason we take from these two reasons, it wouldn't be satisfactory to give the Shalach Manas, to be mezakeh the Shalach Manas that way to someone else. Because if the purpose is that the person I'm giving Shalach Manas to should have food for the Suda, if he's not going to get the food in time for the Suda, we haven't accomplished what we're trying to accomplish. And if the purpose is that on the day of Purim, as we explained in our previous year, we want to create this environment of friendship, so here too, if we're not giving it to him on before, if he won't get it before Purim is over, we have not accomplished that goal, and therefore one cannot do this. But there's a very commonly asked question. Nowadays, this question comes up quite often, where people don't live in the same neighborhood as the person who they want to give the Shalach Manas to. And what they do is, they send the Shalach Manas with a messenger to be delivered on Purim. So again, as I keep on repeating in this year, the best thing to do is to do one Shalach Manas properly. To do one Shalach Manas properly by giving it on the day of Purim. Both the giver and the receiver should all be receiving, doing it on Purim. However, the Paiskim actually connect this to the question that we've been discussing, the Machloikus of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Manas Halevi. If we say that the purpose of Shalach Manas is like the Trumas Hadeshen said, that the person who's receiving the Shalach Manas should have food for the Sudas Purim, so as long as the food I send is delivered on Purim, I've accomplished the goal of Shalach Manas. If, however, the purpose of the Shalach Manas is to create this environment of friendship, that I am the giver and the other person is the receiver, and we get connected to each other through the mitzvah Shalach Manas, so then both of us have to do our activity on Purim itself. And therefore, one should, according to that opinion, would not be yoytze the mitzvah if he sent the Shalach Manas from before Purim. There are paiskim that say that, and again, I emphasize, let's say you live in a place where you don't have people, you don't have people to give shalach manas to, and you want to be mekayim the mitzvah. So there are paiskim that say that if you'll send it after Yud Aleph Adar, that will be fine. Because going back to the sugyas in Amas Sechta, the first mishnah that we learned in Amas Sechta, where the mishnah taught us that Megillah Nekras, the Megillah could already be read from Yud Aleph Adar. So we see that Yud Aleph Adar and on are already days of Purim, and therefore the halacha is that you can b'di'evid if you sent it Yud Aleph. I saw from Daruch HaShulchan, he's even more lenient. He says, since we know that Mishenechnes Odor Marbim B'Simcha, so already from the beginning of Odor are considered the May Purim, and since the from beginning of Adar is already considered the Yimei Purim, you could be right to the Mitzvah Shalach Manas already from then. There is one more Eitzah given by the Paiskim. And again, you have to have a Jewish Shliach to do this, where you tell the Shliach that he should not begin his Shlichus until Purim. And by telling him that he should not begin his shlichus until Purim, so then if the shliach is considered an extension of the mishaleach, so the mishaleach actually ended up doing his mitzvah on Purim, and the mekabel was mekabel on Purim. What happens if there's an individual who sees that he's not going to have an opportunity to give shalach manas on Purim by day? Should he give Shalach Manas Purim by night? The Ramah in Simen Tov Reish Tzadikei Sif Dalid says, Shloyach Manas B'yoyim V'loy B'layla. So it seems that according to the Ramah, it's very clear that the mitzvah is only by day of Purim, not at night. However, the Paiskim say, and again, this is a B'dievet situation, where just like we learned in the Gemara, that the mitzvah of Sudas Purim is B'yoyim, but there's a mitzvah to be Marba B'suda already on the night of Purim, so too, perhaps, the night of Purim we see has some connection, is already somewhat considered Purim, and therefore, one should give Shalach Manas then. It seems now, we could perhaps suggest, that if one is going to be giving Shalach Manas by day, and he's going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah by day, but it's difficult for him to give all the Shalach Manas that he wants to give by day. Purim is a short day with many mitzvahs. So he wants to give some Shalach Manas by night, since he's going to fulfill the mitzvah by day, to say that there's absolutely no mitzvah by night, just like we see that maybe there's a mitzvah to be marbe v'suda by night, there is maybe a mitzvah, you are accomplishing something if you give shalach manas in the evening. What about, on the contrary, somebody did not give shalach manas, and Purim is ending, Purim is over, it's ready the night after Purim, the night of Shushan Purim, is there any point in giving the Shalach Manas? So, certainly this is a very, very big b'dievet. As I said earlier at the beginning of our shir, the Bris Gerov didn't accept Shalach Manas after the time of Shkia, certainly not at night, but I saw that the Paiskim say a number of points. Number one, we know that the minig, by many people, is that they begin, as the halacha requires us, the Suda Purim by day, but they continue that Suda into the evening. So we see that, so they suggest that if one wants to give Shalachmanis by night, but he's still in the middle of the Suda's Purim, maybe that's still considered somewhat still Purim. Furthermore, since the halacha is that one should be marbe b'simcha on Shushan Purim as well. In fact, we know that we don't say Tachnun. The Gemara says that both days, Purim and Shushan Purim, are Surim behesped v'tainis. So there is some relationship to Purim still on Shushan Purim, and therefore, maybe, to some small degree, there is still a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shalach Manas, even on Shushan Purim.